Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle 10 a.m. worship service.
Okay, dear God, I just want to thank you for allowing us to still gather during this whole virus thing through the internet. I also ask that if anyone else is sick in the world that you heal their bodies of this virus. I also ask that you pray over and watch over the speaker and allow her to give us a good word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Try again.
Today's scripture lesson will be coming from the book of Psalms. This psalm is the 150th and final psalm of the book of Psalms, generally known in English by its first verse. In the King James Version, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. The book of Psalms is the third section of the Hebrew Bible and a book of the Christian Old Testament. In Latin, it is known as Laudet Dominum in Sanctus Eos. The psalmist urges the congregation to praise God with music and dancing, naming 9 types of musical instruments. For this reason, Psalm 150 is also called the Musician's Psalm. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Good morning, Taylor family and friends. A little technical difficulties, but God is always in control. Amen. Our God always makes a way out of no way. We serve a God who has opened the sea. Amen. Amen. And I thank God for technology that we're able to meet this morning. And I thank God for Minister Curative patience and helping us with this technology. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long. I just need your attention for about a half an hour. For those who know me, I always start off with a short story. So bear with me for a moment. Amen. Amen. Every day, we depend on the air we breathe to be there, and most of us don't even think about it until something happens. For some of us, it can be a panic attack, that moment when the stress of life literally takes your breath away. For some, you purchase a new gym membership that requires new running sneaks, new gear, and a cute, eco-friendly water bottle. You worked out hard, barely making it to your car to sit there panting and asking yourself, I got to do this how many times a week? Lastly, you decide to start running, and before you get halfway around the track, you realize your cardiovascular muscles are weak. You're gasping for breath, wondering, what was I thinking? We all get winded sometimes. We lose focus and we forget to breathe. We can slowly build our body's capacity to process air and strengthen our lungs, but there are some whose breathing capacity is constrained by asthma. Asthma is a physical condition that causes your airway to narrow and produce extra mucus, which clogs up the passage of your lungs. Hang with me. I can't see your faces, and you're probably wondering, where am I going? I'm speaking from the physical side. I promise to tie the spiritual lesson of this into my message. Amen. Satan does not want you to breathe. Why? Because he knows that in breathing, you will find your purpose. You and I have the power of authority to speak to the dry bones in our life. We need to exercise, train, develop, practice, and move in this authority to speak life to the dry areas. Failed dreams, broken relationships, disappointments, dry marriages, ministry fears, defiant children, toxic friendships, doubts, fears, heartaches, envy, a lion spirit, unreasonable family members. Oh, ye of little faith. Pride, slothfulness, bitterness, lust, unforgiveness, sickness, and diseases. The miracle is in your mouth. Speak over the dryness. Prophesy to what you don't see. God needs us to open our mouths and use our voice. Amen? Ezekiel was a prophet whose name means God will strengthen. Ezekiel prophesied between 600 and 570 BC, a Hebrew from the tribe of Levi. He was among the Elite tribes of Judah and Benjamin, who was captured by King Nebuchadnezzar and carried away to Babylon. This generation of God's chosen people witnessed total destruction of the great temple in Jerusalem. The very core of their religion was in ruins, and those who survived the brutal attack had been forced to exile far from their promised holy land. They lost absolutely everything. It looked as if their identity was gone and they would never return to the promised land. But God, the Ruach of God, gives life. God's breath, his holy Ruach, is responsible for all that is created. Even more amazing is the new man that's created when a person trusts Jesus Christ for salvation. Amen. God's purpose of this Ezekiel's vision was to inspire them with hope that God would restore them as a nation, both physically and spiritually. This same hope is available for the church today. Amen? Amen. Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel. I will be reading from the NIV version. And as Pastor would say, let's add to the witness, John 16:33. Ezekiel 37:1-14. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, You alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath into you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come breath from the four winds and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I am the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. And for the witness, John 16:33. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we humbly come before you with a grateful heart to say thanks. Thank you for your word that gives us hope. Thank you for the air we breathe that we take for granted. Thank you, Lord, for always having mercy on us. Open our hearts and our mind to receive your word with understanding. And I pray that you get all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay.
In verse 1, Ezekiel is carried off in the spirit. His vision had him below the Jordan Valley, near the dead skin, the Dead Sea. Ezekiel's vision had him in a very hot area, a type of Sodom and Gomorrah. He was in the Death Valley, a place of no hope and no life. He was knee-deep. This valley was a reminder of Israel's loss to the Babylonians, a reminder of Israel's captivity and Israel's past. Amen. We all have valleys. We all have valleys. I wish I could hear your amens, but I know you're saying amen. The scripture makes it clear from a human perspective, there was absolutely no way that there would ever be life there again. In verse 2, they were dry. No life remained in them. These dry bones represented a hopeless situation. Man without Christ, there is no life, no hope, and no future. Many of us live our lives not expecting God to show up. I'm not sure about you, but God has been good to me. He's blessed me even when I didn't deserve it. Even in the midst of our valleys, we should never, ever, ever lose hope. Amen. Isaiah 44:3 promises us that he will pour water on him who is thirsty and flood the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessings on your offspring. Amen. For my son was dead and he is alive again. The father said this of his prodigal son. He was lost and he is found. His rebellious son was spiritually dead, but God brought him to his knees and restored him. In verse 3, God asks Ezekiel a question. Son of man, can these bones live? And the prophet Ezekiel replied, O Lord God, thou knowest. God knows everything. He's sovereign. When he asks us a question, there's a reason behind it. Wake up and start analyzing the situation. I believe Ezekiel was a little hesitant, but possibly had a glimmer of hope. If Ezekiel answered that question based on what he saw, he would have answered no. Dry bones cannot come back to life. God wants us to learn from this vision that there's nothing too hard for him. There's absolutely nothing, nothing too hard for our God. What appears to be hopeless and dead is always full of possibilities. With God, all things are possible. Not some things, but all things are possible. Amen. Amen. God said to Ezekiel, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And verse 4, preaching to dry bones would seem like a waste of time, but God's word is powerful. God made the spiritually dead able to hear. God made the spiritually dead able to hear. Praise God. So, Pastor, keep preaching to the dry bones. You will see new life. Ruach is critical in Ezekiel's vision. Ezekiel, like many of us, was focused on the dryness of the bones versus what God can do with the bones. Sometimes our current state of mind holds us hostage longer than needed. I was just living that. I said I, Lillian, was just living that. But I thank God for deliverance. Amen. Amen and amen. Yes, dry bone is lifeless and can represent mortality. But you can speak life into that dead situation in the name of Jesus. When the Lord speaks, things happen. Jesus told the leper, be cleansed, and immediately he was clean. That's in Mark 1:40-42. Jesus told the man to get up and walk, a man who had not walked in 38 years, but the man walked. In John 5:5-9. We have the power in the word of God to do whatever he commands. Amen. We have power. Amen. God could bring the bones to life without us, but he wants us to speak the word, plant the seed, and let him do the work. There's life in the bones. I said there's life in the bones. Ezekiel 37:5. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. We serve a sovereign God who does what he wants to do and when he wants to do it. He does not need our approval or need to ask our permission for anything. Amen. Verse 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Okay, honestly, when I first imagined this scene or vision in my head, it was kind of scary. Because the moment the rattling started and bones started flying around to connect, sinew and tendons forming, muscle and skin covering, well, everything ceased and I woke up from that vision. Ezekiel was preaching in the midst of dead, dry bones. I also thought about this song we sang as a child, or we sang as children, about the toe bone connected to the foot bone and the ankle bone connected to the leg bone, and you do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. Seriously.
That's what it's all about.
But seriously, just think about what that must have looked like. The hokey pokey. Just think about what that must have looked like. God's process of restoring bones to life. God made dead bones rise to life. Amen. Amen. God always does things decently and in order. He started from the inside first, and then he covered everything with flesh. Everything was in place, but there was no life. Ezekiel was surrounded with cold bodies. Kind of reminds me of churches today. Everything's beautiful and in place, but there is no spiritual life in us. We look good on the outside, but we do not have the rest of life. The Hebrew word for breath or wind is ruach. Then Yahweh God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living creature. The same God who gave Adam breath for life also gave the dead bones breath for life. The same God that gave Adam breath for life also gave the dead bones breath for life. The wind represents God's first breath of love for Adam. The difference is that Adam was new life, and the dry bones of Ezekiel's vision were brought back to life. Amen. They were resurrected. The bones were resurrected, and that's another sermon message. Verse 9 and 10, also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. God gave them life to fight. They became an army again. Ephesians 6, 11 to 18 tells us to put on our whole armor so that we can stand to fight the devil's schemes. We need the whole armor sometimes. But we're fighting and our shield is down. Hold it up. You gotta hold your shields up to protect yourself from those fiery darts. Sometimes you have to get soaked in the word of God for double protection. Hold your shields up to extinguish those fiery darts. Collagen and calcium and protein, it causes good tension for flexibility, for strong bones to withstand stress. Amen. That's the physical. Hold your shields up. Amen. Romans 4 and 17 says, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, God's power gives life and strength, and God's power will change any situation. We need the power of God to give us life and to breathe His Spirit in us. Just as Jesus died and was raised to new life, so are we. We need to be born again. God promised to put His Spirit within us. And I will put my Spirit within you, and you shall live. We, the church, that's you and I, God can revive us and make us an army of Spirit-filled people who will fight the good fight of faith. Nothing is too hard for God. You gotta breathe. When life is getting the best of you, don't quit. COVID-19 is stressing you out. Breathe. God is in control of this universe. He made it. Amen. Bone marrow is life-giving to cancer patients. Bone marrow is life-giving to cancer patients. The late Andre Crouch sings a song called "The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power." Hallelujah. It reaches the highest mountains. Lot's family was told to go to the mountain. Sister Barb just preached last week about Rahab telling the spies to go toward the mountains. And the blood flows to the lowest valley, our dry bones, our dry areas in our life. The blood flows there. It soothes my doubts and fears and dries up all my tears. The blood that gives me strength. Hallelujah. From day to day, it will never, ever lose its power. Amen. Amen. So until you see strength, keep breathing. Until you have abundant life, keep breathing. Until you get that job or that new home, keep prophesying. Until you have more faith, keep breathing. Until you get your hope back, keep breathing. Until that child comes back home, keep breathing. Until the COVID-19 crisis is under control, live your life. Speak life over your children, your marriages, your family, your tithing and finances. Declare the word of God. It never fails. Be prayerful and confident that God is in control. Just breathe the breath of God. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your life-giving word. Help us to just breathe during the difficult times, to trust you, that you will strengthen us to have faith and to believe that this too shall pass. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I thank your name. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for this time of sharing, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. If you like to commit your life to this band of believers, or recommit your life back to God, you can contact Taylor Tabernacle at taylortabernacle.com, or you can call the number 215-748-4578, and someone will be in contact with you. If you need prayer, reach out to your watch care person. If you don't have the number, you can call any of the deacons or ministers, and we will get the numbers to you so that you can have prayer. The number for the church is 215-748-4578. Leave a message. If you need prayer, if you want to recommit your life back to God, or if you want to commit your life to God. Amen. Amen. Where's the paper with the tithing stuff? Excuse me, 1 minute. No, you took it upstairs. I had it right here. As soon as we find the paper, actually you should have the email with the information how you can pay your tithes and send your offering to the church. I believe it was sent out by Sister Barb and Reverend Kirsten on yesterday. You would just go to Taylor Tabernacle website and I guess hit giving and follow the tabs from there. Also, you can mail to our P.O. box as soon as my husband gets the paper that he took away. I can give you that information. And just be prayerful. These are praying times. And we need to just pray and cover ourselves. We need to pray. Cover ourselves and our families and friends, because these are praying times. These are trying times, and it's also a time for us to get back to family. You know, we're spending a lot of time indoors now, so let's love on our family. You know, amen. So I can't find the paper. The information for paying your tithes. We need your tithes. We need your offerings to keep the church going. Amen. Just because we're not church does not mean we don't pay our tithes and we don't send in our offerings. Okay. Amen. I found the paper. So if you want to pay your tithes by texting, you can text the code TAYLOR61 to phone number 73256. And if you want to mail your check or money order, you can mail it to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. And through our website, you can go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. Amen. Amen. Please continue to wash your hands.